Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and delighted to be crossing over to Malaysia right now to speak to guitarist of Son of a Policeman, amongst other things. It's Mika. How are you going?
Yeah, things are good. How are you?
Very well. Look, we're awfully cold here in Melbourne at the moment. We're lucky if we get to a top of 10 degrees, and I get jealous every time I talk to someone in Malaysia.
Yeah, I think right now the weather is pretty, actually, surprisingly chill for the moment.
Oh, really?
Because it's been hot for the past few months.
Ah, right, of course. Well, it might be a bit of a no-brainer. We should start with asking you how the group name Son of a Policeman came about.
Oh, wow, all right. That's quite a long story in itself. that happened before I joined the band, actually, because the band started in 2012, around there. And what happened was our frontman, Joshua, he was at a house party. I think he was in uni at the time. He went for a house party, and apparently they got really, really loud, really noisy.
Right.
So the police came, and I think they were threatening to haul everybody off to the station.
Wow.
And what happened was, the drummer, he apparently went up to them and said, "Oh, do you know who I am? I'm the son of so-and-so forth, this officer." And then he rattled off the guy's police number and everything, his registration number. And I think that scared the cops, and they left him alone. So after the cops had left, then Josh asked him, "What is that true? Is your father really a cop?" And he's like, "Oh no, I just pulled that off. Durakas is like this classic Malaysian TV show about cops. It's like NCIS, I guess."
Well, it's an interesting name. It's an interesting name anyway, so it must get people's attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that moment, yeah. Have any of the group members actually been on the wrong side of the law?
No, God, no. I don't think so. And if they haven't told any of us. We try. Most of us, we are pretty, well, good boy. We are all, to put it one way, I mean, like our bassist, he was an engineering major. Our lead guitarist is a programmer. We all went for really respectable careers.
Right. Yeah.
So we tried to stay out of trouble.
How long did you actually know each other? Like, I mean, so you're saying that you joined the group a little bit later, but how long did the original group members know each other for? Were they lifelong friends? And how did the group actually come about? What was the reason for it?
Okay, that's actually quite a long story, because this band has been through 5 lineup changes. So the current lineup, the only people in it who are from the original lineup is around 3 or 4 of us. Joshua, the frontman, the bassist, the guitarist, and myself. I'm from the second lineup change. The original three, they met up in uni. They are from different unis. So from what I know, they met up at a uni gig where, according to Josh, the original lineup, most of them, they didn't want to, I mean, they were just content with playing uni gigs, and they didn't want to take the band further. So they were all pretty much planning to quit. And it was supposed to be the last show. But what happened was, the bassist was the sound guy. He was the sound guy at the event, and the lead guitarist, he was playing for another band. So apparently they liked what they saw. According to Josh, the sound guy, Josh didn't know him at all.
Oh, wow.
And during the last song, I think one of the members was missing. So he just went up without telling them. He went up on stage and joined them on the drums. And apparently people loved it.
That's amazing.
And so it was after that, they found out that they clicked. They found out that they had a lot in common. So they were like, "Okay, you know what, join us." Well, Josh was like, "Join me." Everybody else is gone. And the lead guitarist, he's from another band that was playing the night. He's more of a speed metal guy. Speed metal, old classic Metallica stuff, I guess. I mean, it's not exactly, yeah. He's more of a metal guitarist, but he loved what Josh was doing. Josh has got this real funk pop sensibility. And the lead guitarist, his name is Axel. He loves it.
Wow.
So, can I join you guys? Yeah, sure. So what happened was, shortly after that, they were looking for a keyboardist and a drummer. My best friend in uni, they pulled him in as a keyboardist. And then they were like, "Oh, do you guys know a drummer?" Yeah. They said, "Oh, my friend in uni, he plays the drums." And that's when he pulled me in. So I actually started off playing the drums with them. I started off playing the drums with them. And after maybe a couple of years, I quit for a year to focus on my job.
Yeah.
And in the 1 year, they found another keyboardist and drummer. The current drummer, he's a great musician. He sessions for previous bands, and he's playing for this other band called NYK, Nick, who is actually going to be playing Good Vibes in Malaysia this month.
Okay.
So yeah, right now the drummer, he's working two bands. He's working with our band, Soap, and he's working with Nick. And frankly, even if I could, I wouldn't want to replace him because he is just one of the best drummers I've ever heard. So I rejoined the band just because I missed songwriting with these guys.
Right.
So, the guitar is my second instrument, but well, I'm making do with what I can just so I can get a chance to play with these guys because they're really fun to play with.
It's really cool. I mean,
that's pretty much our story.
Yeah, it must be a constant battle, right? I mean, because you don't just make it from day one. It takes a long time to get discovered, for people to find your music, enjoy your craft, and share it. So there's always that constant battle of having a day job and trying to do what you're passionate about, right? How do you balance that time? Is it hard?
About that, that takes a lot of balancing. That takes a whole lot of balancing. I mean, right now, pretty much all of us, except for the drummer's only one, but the rest of us, we are all in our mid-20s, late-20s, and we all have day jobs. I am working at the newspaper. Our keyboardist, he manages artists, and he plays the keyboard for... He's a professionist, basically. So yeah, it takes a lot of balancing. Thankfully, last year we kind of got, a push, from Tiger Jams, the Tiger Jams event that was happening last year, which also helped us release our first single, Euphoria. And that got us noticed by a lot of corporate people.
Fantastic.
Over here, by a lot of the movers and shakers here in Malaysia. So that kind of gave us a boost. And it also made it easier for us to balance it with our day jobs, because at least, you know, we can kind of get them. Kind of can get a return on this investment.
Yeah.
Sort of. So it's easier to persuade those of us who are more focused on our job. But for the most of us, we've been doing it so long and we didn't get into it just because we wanted to get famous. We just really love playing with each other.
We'll talk a little bit about Euphoria in a minute, but and Tiger Jams has come up a few times on the show over the years when we interview Malaysian artists, but for those that are unaware of what Tiger Jams is all about, can you explain that?
Okay, Tiger Jams was basically a campaign run by Tiger Beer last year in Southeast Asia. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it was mostly in Thailand and Malaysia.
Yep.
They pulled in several Southeast Asian artists, including the Sam Willows from Singapore, which we worked with, and Tonic from Hong Kong. I can't remember the others. So basically what happened was they had a competition where Malaysian bands competed to have a song produced and to collaborate with these other Southeast Asian artists. Yeah, one of them was Darren SP from Malaysia.
Yes.
He's an electropop singer. And yeah, that was basically it. So we won the competition along with this band called Donna Marie, and the main act was Rosella. Rosella, she is a Sabahan singer who won the competition and managed to get a track produced with Churches, the Scottish synth pop band. Yeah. We managed to get our single Euphoria written and done with the Sam Willows. So the Sam Willows, they kind of gave us input, they gave us advice on what we should do. And yeah, that was really just a chance to work on our single, because it was so fast. You know, everything happened within the span of maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, we actually spoke to
produce the song.
We actually spoke to Rosella not too long ago, and she was explaining that, and she said the same thing, that within a space of a couple of weeks, like, so many things had changed and so many people knew about her work. It's obviously a great platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great song. We added it a little while ago, I've loved it. And, I think it's the kind of song that has wide appeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a great beat to it, and I think it's very catchy. And within moments, I think you're kind of sucked into that song, so I think you did a good job of it.
Mm, yeah, that song, we were just looking to... Because, you know, so many bands, there are so many songs out there that are just about... You know, they're love songs. They are very emotional. They're very emotional. They're very sad, I think, which we are not bashing, because you know, we grew up, for example, Linkin Park. Linkin Park has all been about that.
Mm.
And that touches a great many people. But we, for that song, we wanted to have something a bit more uplifting. We wanted to have something uplifting, and the song is basically about moving on in life and getting past your hang-ups and your breakups and all your problems. What you do next after the worst has happened. And it's all about that sense of euphoria that you get, and that you have to cultivate. And so we really try to reflect that in the words and in the music. And Josh, he is, like I said, earlier, he's really one for funk and pop, and that really lends itself well to what he wants to convey.
Right, yeah. And so, yeah. I mean, and isn't that really an experience that a lot of people have when you get to this point where you've got a lot of emotional baggage and you're doing it tough and you don't know when there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel, and then all of a sudden you have that moment, and I guess that's what the song really is about in essence. And isn't it great to be a musician and be able to put something out there to sort of help guide people, because there'll be people that are doing it tough and then they hear this message and then it probably has a very good chance of lifting someone up in a dark moment for them, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the hope. From the start, our fan base, if you can call it that, our fan base has always been more organic. In a way, we cultivated our listeners from dozens of small gigs, small gigs everywhere, acoustic shows where we just played to crowds of maybe 5 or 6. And when you're playing to small crowds like that, you really have to speak to them.
Yeah.
You really have to connect with them on a personal level. And that's what we try to do especially in our live shows. Our focus so far, I mean, right now we are working on our singles, on recording, but our focus for the past few years has always been to bring live shows that really connect with our listeners, that people can just come to and escape from the day-to-day and just let loose.
I need to take the opportunity to ask you about working. I need to take the opportunity to ask you about the experience of working with the Sam Willows. Obviously, they're not the biggest name in Australia, but for those of us involved in Asian pop radio and our listeners, they'll know that they're absolutely huge. They're doing big things. What was it like to work for them personally on that level?
Okay, well, the first thing that I have to say about them is that they are really nice people. They're very approachable. And the thing is, for Tiger Jam, it was quite a rush because they came down for around a day. They came down to work for a day with us, and then they had to rush out for some other show that they had. So they didn't have much time to work with us. They were tired. They were clearly, they clearly had to prepare for the next gig.
Mm.
But for the short time that they had with us, they really gave us a good time. They really worked with us. They helped us. They gave us advice. And it was actually kind of inspiring to watch them perform. Maybe around a few weeks later, after we worked, we did a show together in KL for Tiger Jams, and it was pretty inspiring to watch all the people who came to watch them, how they work with the crowd, how they sang. But these guys, they can really, really deliver a great live show.
They've been around for a little while now, but I feel like it'll be the next, say, 6 to 12 months where I think so many people overseas and in other countries are gonna hear all about them, really. What's next for you guys? What's coming up for Son of a Policeman?
What's coming up next? We are working on a single which should be released in September on Spotify and on our YouTube. So far, we have not announced it yet, but for those of you listening, it will be called Free and Alive. It's a song that we've been working on for the past, this was written like maybe last year.
Right.
Last year or 2 years ago, we've been performing in different iterations with a rapper and with this whole African beat going on. And we think that people will really love it.
Wow.
So that's what we've been doing for the past few weeks. We've been working with a local producer duo. They call themselves the Dream Rocketeers. It's a brother duo, Brendan Lin and Jeremy Lin. They are producing the song for us. And we've been working on the music video, which should drop on the same month, with a local Malaysian artist called Shannon Chan. She's got an Instagram handle, is Wa Monster, WHA Monster, and she does this really great thing with watercolors, and she's a mix of traditional and digital art, and we are really excited to be working with her. So yeah, that's what we've been working on for the past few weeks. It's been really hectic, balancing that with our jobs, but we are quite excited to bring that to people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate that the phone line has not been our friend today. And I also would sincerely like to apologize for the fact that we got in contact with you about 2 months ago and it's taken this long to get you on the line, because we've had a few lineup changes in the meanwhile. But I really appreciate your time today. And I can't wait to hear the new single in September. So I hope you can share that with us too then.
Yeah, definitely. We would appreciate it with you.
Yeah, remind us all how we can follow you, how we can check out your music.
Oh yeah, you can follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/sonofapoliceman, or either that or on Instagram. Our handle is Sabun Band, S-A-B-U-N Band. Sabun is Malay for soap, and it's just a thumb name that we came up with. And yeah, pretty much on Instagram and on Facebook. And on our YouTube, just search for our name, Son of a Policeman.
Yes,
and you can find our videos.
You need to go to their YouTube channel, because I do like the videos you got up there, especially the one that you were performing on the tour bus through, I assume it's the streets of KL, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.